Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 5:31 and joining me in the studio is Alex Collis from Cambridge Food Cycle. Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Now, you're here to talk about the Holiday Hunger Challenge, and we will get to that. But let's just backpedal a little bit, to excuse the pun of Food Cycle. Just tell me a little bit about what Food Cycle is.
So we're a national charity. We've now got 37 projects across the UK, all in England, actually. And three of those are here in Cambridge. The charity's been going for 9 years, and here in Cambridge, 7 years. For 7 years, our volunteers have been serving a lunch every Saturday. And then for the last 3 years, a Wednesday evening meal up in Barnwell. And then for the last couple of years, a Thursday evening meal in Arbury. It's all surplus food from supermarkets, all the stuff that has gone past its best before date. We've all heard about those. And our volunteers make it into free meals that anyone can come along to.
And you're serving food. Who are you serving food to?
Actually, it's a really mixed group of people. That's kind of a difficult question to answer. Each of the three projects here in Cambridge are different, and each of the projects across the country are all completely different. On Saturdays, there are a lot of people who are street homeless. It's based in the city centre, that one at Wesley Methodist Church. There are a lot of older people who come along, a lot of students, quite a big group of vegan activists come along as well. Wednesday evenings and Thursday evenings, because they're in Abbey and Arbury, tend to be more family focused. But it's basically a mixture, because absolutely anybody can come.
And we think of Cambridge as a relatively affluent city, but here are people coming along presumably because they can't afford to feed themselves.
A lot of the time, yes. That's one of the reasons people come. And yeah, you do have that conversation quite a lot with people. They say, oh, you know, you say what you do, and they say, oh, I wouldn't have thought you'd need something like that in Cambridge. But we do know from the City Council that it is figures that they've published that it is one of the most unequal cities in the country, if not the most unequal city, I think, in the country. And it's certainly an area of work I know they've been looking at quite closely with their anti-poverty strategy. And believe you me, there are hidden pockets of poverty here. Although that's not the only reason people come to us, food poverty. It's a big part of it.
But you're sometimes getting families with children, presumably?
A lot more than we used to. I've worked for the charity for about a year now, and before that I volunteered with them for over 4 years. And I would say certainly in the first 3 years that I volunteered, didn't see a single family at all. And now we're seeing that more and more.
And how does it feel, Alex? Because, you know, you're sort of alleviating some of the poverty and the difficulty, but you're also seeing it at the same time. When you stand back and look, what do you think?
Well, we don't ask people about their income. People do tell us, and we do hear, you know, some quite sad stories. People are really struggling, but the nice thing about it is that it's a big it's all about promoting community, so people can come along because they maybe don't have enough to feed themselves, but they can actually benefit in other ways as well that, you know, they might not have thought they could. So it's about meeting your neighbours and sitting and eating with people that maybe you wouldn't meet otherwise, and, you know, we can all benefit from that, in whether we're in food poverty or not. I know I did as a volunteer, and I think our volunteers would say the same. They get as much out of it as they put in, certainly.
And can you put a number on it, how many families and people you're feeding a week in Cambridge?
We don't measure the number of families, so it would only be anecdotal evidence. But from what I've seen with my own eyes, I mean, it can be... It depends on the week. If it's on a Saturday, it's probably two or three. If it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, it's more like, you know, 10, 11, 12 families. It varies from meal to meal. You know, not everybody comes every time, so it can be quite difficult to measure. But the very fact that they're there and they tell you some of their stories just shows to me that, you know, it's an area of growing need that wasn't there.
Well, tell me about the Holiday Hunger Challenge then. What is this?
So we always used to run a thing called the Breadline Challenge, which people may have heard of, where you live on a very strict food and drink budget for a week, basically. And we've sort of slightly rejigged it because we wanted to focus on this area of families and holiday hunger, because we are finding it a lot more of an issue in our projects. So you basically have a budget of £2.50 a day, for all your food and drink. That's for an individual. And that's a figure we worked out. It's based on universal credit and also the percentage of income that somebody on a low income spends on food, which I believe is around 40%. So you have £2.50 a day. That's for all your food and drink. You can pick any week in July. So it's throughout the whole month of July, and just see how you get on, really.
£2.50 a day.
And, £2.50 a day.
That would buy you a couple of baked potatoes, but you're not going to get much variety in your diet, are you?
I've done the challenge myself. This will be I'm doing the challenge as well this year. I've done it three times before, and it's hard. I mean, it is only for a week. It's, you know, it's a lot of people's lives. It lasts a lot longer for other people, but hopefully it will raise some awareness. But it requires very careful planning and a lot of time and energy that honestly people a lot of the time don't have. You know, you have to be prepared to go and find bargains, and you have to make lists, and you have to cook really from scratch in order to get enough variety. It can be done, but it's hard work.
And it's called the Holiday Hunger Challenge, and you said this is to address the issue of holiday hunger. What do you mean by that?
So we just want people to be a bit more aware that this is happening. I think awareness is growing, but we just want to highlight it as an issue, really, particularly in somewhere like Cambridge, where maybe people think it isn't an issue, even though, you know, we know nationally it's estimated that 3 million children are going to suffer from hunger during the holidays.
And this is because they're not getting a meal at school. So it's a situation that's particularly harder during holiday
time. Yeah, and some holidays are long. You know, it's 6 weeks, isn't it? Actually, out of that 3 million, only 1 million of those children qualify for free school meals. The other 2 million are those ones. Like my son, actually, when he was growing up, I worked from when he was 3, but on quite a low income, quite often part-time. But I earned just enough to be slightly over the qualifying threshold for free school meals. But, you know, when you factor in the cost of food, that drops you back down below that income level. So sometimes those people who don't qualify for assistance can suffer quite a bit. And it's 2 million kids. Well,
and of
estimated.
Course, the effects for children in particular, well, for everyone, of not getting enough food to eat, of malnourishment and not being able to concentrate and focus, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know a lot of teachers find that during term time, that kids, you know, aren't able to concentrate in the classroom because they haven't eaten enough. In the holidays, you know, if you're really struggling as a family to find the budget to eat, and that's your sort of real preoccupation, finding the money to do, you know, nice things as a family, or go out, or, you know, have some treats, or, you know, be kids, basically, can be pretty hard. It can be a real stretch for people. We are asking people if they want to use this as an opportunity to raise money. So some people are doing it as a sponsored thing. It's not compulsory. But that money that's raised will help Food Cycle provide more free meals for people.
So people can find out about it from your website, which is foodcycle.org.uk, and you're basically saying for a week in July,
yeah.
Any
week you like, pick your week and see how you go.
And £2.50 a day.
£2.50 a day. It is, it's not easy.
And you're doing it again this year?
Yes, I am. Slightly worried this year because I've become vegan, so I can't... any of the things like cheap milk, you know, a full pint of milk for £1 can go quite a long way. Or my tip was always plain yoghurt, like value yoghurt, was quite good for baking and just sort of, I know, putting on curries or just sort of making food a bit more interesting. Can't have that anymore either. So it's going to be lots of vegetables for me.
Well, I suppose it makes you be quite inventive about mm-hmm. your food. And, you know, we waste an awful lot of food as well. So
we
presumably
really do.
You reduce waste because you're having to use every single bit.
Yes. I remember I think it was the second year I did it, I left the milk out by accident and it went off. And it was sort of, It was on about a Thursday in the week, so I was partway into the week and I was really, really hungry, and this milk had gone off and I completely lost it. Completely lost it. I was like, I can't do it anymore. You know, and for me, it was only a week, but
Well, that won't happen this year, Alex.
It won't happen
unless your
no.
almond milk goes off, I guess. Well, you've got to fold almond milk.
I'm not having
on
any of that, no.
£2.50 a day, oh, no. Well, good luck. Foodcycle.org.uk.
Right.
Let us know how you get on. Do stay in touch with us.
Yes. I'll be blogging about it, which I've done in past years, so people can read that on the Foodcycle Cambridge blog.
And you're on Twitter as well.
We're on Twitter as well, yeah. So it'll be posted on there.